You know, there's these people that, again, we all put on pedestals. Tom Brady, he wasn't talented. It was just hard work. You know, Michael Jordan was not talented. It was all hard work. And we want to label these people. We want to call them, you know, the greatest or this, or they're different or whatever it is, in order just to make believe that there's something unique about them that's different from us. And it's just not the case.
Real business owners.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. I just want to start off by showing some appreciation and gratitude for every single one of you that have supported us over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, giving us your ear and giving us your mind and giving us your support means the absolute world to us. And so, you know, I don't think I show appreciation enough. With that said, you know, this episode, guys, is going to just be a little different. And I say that in a good way, right? Because I want to peel back the curtain just a little bit on, you know, what it's like to be a high performer, what it's like to, you know, have a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on your shoulders. And a lot of you guys owning and operating and running businesses know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, you know, operating with a lot of stress and pressure on your shoulders. You know, you guys have maybe family that depends on you, kids that depend on you, spouse that depends on you, you know, employees that depend on you. There's people that look up to you that you don't even know that look up to you. And every single one of your decisions have the ability to affect other people in a positive way or a negative way, right? And so that comes with a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, right? Having that type of level of responsibility, right? And so yesterday, just going to keep it real with you guys, yesterday was a very, very tough day for me. It's almost like compound interest is what I called it yesterday. It just felt like a whole lot of things that have been going on. You know, it finally, you know, the wave hit the shore, so to speak, right? And I think that you guys understand what I'm talking about. When you're building a business and you're trying to, you know, again, raise a family and do all the right things, living with integrity and character is not the easy route. And I think people misunderstand that, right? Living a life that's of truth isn't the easy route. It's easier to cut corners. Now, long term, will that have its own effects? Absolutely, in a negative way. But if you're trying to get the right results and live with integrity and character, that's the slower route, right? And so you will be tempted to cut corners. You will be tempted to do something that maybe you shouldn't be doing. You know, you will have opportunities where your will could be bought when things are difficult and things are hard and you want to quit and give up. And then there's a job opportunity to where you can conform and go work for somebody else rather than dealing with the stress and pressure. And yesterday, it felt like the wave kind of hit shore for me, right? I've been running 10 miles every single day. You know, I don't even know what day it is, 780 something days in a row of 2-a-days on my path to 1,000 days in a row. So with building businesses, with having a podcast, with having a mastermind, with having a family, doing 2-a-days, one of those workouts being 10 miles. Yesterday was a day that I woke up and it was, you know, 20 degrees outside. There's snow on the ground. I woke up with a headache, and you know, that was a day where I easily could have said, man, you've ran every single day for over four months, right? You've done 2-a-days for over 760, 70 days in a row. You know, maybe you don't got to go and go get 10 today. You know, I had all of the valid reasons and excuses not to go do the 10. And then I told myself, well, what's the point of all the work that I've put in if I'm not willing to show up and perform when everything's working against me. Isn't that the whole point of what we're trying to do, is build up the willpower, build up the discipline, so the days that we don't want to perform, we still show up? Like, why go through what you're going through only to find a day that breaks you and makes you go back to the individual that you once were, the individual that you were trying to escape or leave or grow out of, right? And so that was a character building day yesterday. I got up. It took me 30 minutes longer to run my 10 miles because of the snow, because of the cold, which is fine. You know, the whole time I was out there, I'm like, okay, this is a character building day. This is a day that, you know, the old version of you is dying just a little bit more, and the new version of you is emerging. And anytime that there's a portion of you that dies through new action, through change, you're going to feel a little bit discomfort. You're going to feel a little pain. And that's just, that's part of the process. That's nothing that we can escape. But on top of that, on top of running businesses, on top of, you know, a mastermind, on top of the podcast, we moved into a new office. On top of the exercise and being a father and a husband, there's also the stress and pressure of being there for you guys, the listeners, the people on social media. You know, I received yesterday, along with everything else that was kind of going on, a few different messages, and I'm not going to share names, but I want you guys to understand the thing that you're most gifted with, right? That thing that you have the ability to pursue, that can create greatness, that can inspire other people, that's also a big responsibility and a big burden as well. So the very thing that is your gift will most often feel like a burden. So when you feel a pull or a drive to go do this thing that just doesn't make sense even to you sometimes, but you go do it anyways, you're going to feel that burden. You're going to feel that stress. You're going to feel that pressure. And how I relate it is, like, look, there's the Kobe Bryants of the world, right? Kobe Bryant got up at 4:30 every single day when practice was at 6 or 7 and got a practice in before practice. Even when he, I don't know if it was broke his hand or his collarbone, and he had one hand, he still showed up and shot his 100 free throws. He was still going through his daily routine regardless. And then it got me thinking, okay, what happens when you're in a big game and you get injured or you're struggling or you're hurting? To the big time players, that's normal. They show up at such a high level every day where there's pain and discomfort, that when pain and discomfort happens to them in a big game, it's just another day. They're used to operating under that stress or that pressure or that pain. And so they still show up the way that they always have because they're used to practicing under stress, pressure, and pain, right? Doing things that other people aren't willing to do, performing how other people can't perform, not utilizing the excuse to buy, you know, their willpower, their discipline, to buy themselves, to buy an excuse of why they shouldn't be doing what it is that they do, right? And I received a couple messages yesterday, and these are messages that aren't uncommon to us at Real Business Owners, you know, where people are saying, hey, what business should I start? You know, people don't come to us most often to celebrate wins, to go into our DM and say, hey, this amazing thing happened in my business because I listened to the podcast and, you know, I got this win. The majority of the messages that we receive are people in a very low place. The messages that I received yesterday, when I also was at a low place and it felt like everything was kind of, you know, and again, I have days like that. Nobody's superhuman. Like, the people that you look up to, the people that you put on a pedestal, the people that you reach out to for advice that you think have it all figured out, the only thing that they're doing is performing when they don't feel like it. And the thing that you're not doing is not performing when you don't feel like it. So you have to ask them, how do you perform when you don't feel like it? They just do. They just do. You know, it's no different. They're a human being. You're a human being. They have emotions just like you. They feel stress just like you, pressure just like you, pain just like you. Either you're performing despite or you're utilizing it as an excuse not to perform. And literally, that's as black as and white as it gets. There's no superhuman that exists on the planet. There's just super human habits or routines that can create the individual that appears to be superhuman or have more than what somebody else has in terms of discipline or grit or willpower, right? That's all built. That's all structured. That's all hard work. There's no talent there, right? David Goggins is not talented. It's all just hard work. You know, Michael Jordan was not talented. It was all hard work. You know, there's these people that, again, we all put on pedestals. Tom Brady, he wasn't talented. It was just hard work. And we want to label these people. We want to call them, you know, the greatest or this or they're different or whatever it is in order just to make believe that there's something unique about them that's different from us. And it's just not the case. As I've gone down this journey of 1,000 days and as I've got to the point of running 10 miles a day, which at one point I thought this is a crazy goal. There's no way it's going to happen. And here I am doing it on a day-to-day basis. And it started with just doing, you know, finding out what I could do and doing that every single day to the point where I would, once that became normal, 5 miles a day, I turned it up to 5.5. And then when 5.5 was normal, I turned it up to 6. When 6 was normal, 6. And then I got all the way up to 8.5 miles a day and then said, screw it. It's going to be uncomfortable regardless. Let's just go do 10. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you don't want to face, it's going to be uncomfortable regardless, whether you deal with that right now or you deal with it in 6 months or a year, right? So you might as well face it. You might as well address it right now and go through that discomfort so you can get where you're trying to go sooner than delaying what it is that that you're going to have to go through anyways. And so back to the messages that we receive, as you guys know, I go out, you know, down different rabbit holes and just let my mind do whatever it wants to do and just kind of flow from the heart and from the mind and, you know, hopefully it's finding the individuals that it needs to find and serving you guys in a way that helps you guys survive just another day. You know, there's been many times where it's just like, survive today. You know, yesterday was one of those days. You know, I was like, I know if I just survive today and I get a good night's sleep, I'm going to wake up the next day and I'm going to feel great. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to run my 10 miles and it's going to feel different, right? And that's exactly what happened. And here I am today now recording a podcast for you guys, you know, feeling awesome. You know, I've already got my 10 miles in. I've already lifted weights for today. You know, it's 11:35 a.m. and here I am in the office recording a podcast. And so it's, believe me, a big contrast from the experience that I had yesterday. But we got to all understand and be logical in those low moments that, hey, you know, a good night's sleep, I'll be a new person tomorrow. Like, just survive today, right? Whatever conversation that you have to have with yourself in order to survive another day, that's what you have to do. Either you're letting your mind run wild and tell you that you're less than, tell you that you can't do it, tell you to quit and give up, or you're taking control of your mind and you're talking to yourself. You could do this, Trevor. Survive another day. Keep going. It's going to be worth it. Either you're going to listen to the heckler in your mind or you're going to become your biggest cheerleader, you know, when those moments are extremely difficult, extremely painful, extremely stressful, right? Like that just is what it is. So on top of everything that, you know, I was already dealing with yesterday, we get these messages. One of the messages was, hey man, I'm thinking about getting a divorce. You know, these are guys, we get life altering questions all the time in our DMs. What business should I start? Should I quit my job? Should I go all in on this side hustle? I'm thinking about a divorce. There's been people that were suicidal that are in our DMs looking for advice. There was another individual, you know, he got booted out of his house by his landlord Christmas Eve because the guy was going to sell it. His engine seized up that same week and his business is crippling him, you know, and these were messages that I received yesterday as I was already going through what I was going through. And so I wanted to share with you guys just some of the responses, you know, that I had, for these individuals, right? And believe me, when we receive these messages and I sit here and look at this, I take it very seriously, very, very seriously, because these are, a lot of them, life-altering questions. Questions that can change the direction of somebody's life forever. You know, divorce isn't something that I'm, hey, yeah, screw it, bounce. You know, I'm not going to say anything like that. I can't talk from experience. I've been married for over 14 years, and God bless my wife. She, you know, handles me very well in terms of the life that I live and allowing me to do the two-a-days and, you know, running 10 miles every day. She supports me, unlike, you know, I believe many other people would be able to. And so I'm blessed in that regard. So this was an individual that was talking about the divorce yesterday. And I said, in some cases, and again, I sometimes don't respond immediately and take time to think about it because I want to be thoughtful in my responses. Like, I'm not getting paid to do this. It's, I care, you know, like about this community way more than I think that you guys even realize. You guys think that this is some social media account or some regular podcast that you could listen to get inspired by or get motivated by. But like, my heart and soul is in real business owners, is in every single response, is in every single message. I have good days and I have bad days. I'm just like you. I've just realized that the reason why I'm here on this earth is to make the world a better place. My life is supposed to matter, and I want it to matter. And I hope you guys want your lives to matter. And I hope that you guys believe that you're meant to do something great with your life. I believe when we get to heaven, it's not, hey, this is the version of you that you could have been, but more so, this is the amount of people that you could have impacted, provided you would have shown up in this manner. Right? I don't think that we're here just to make a bunch of money and live in a big house and have a nice car. I don't believe that. I believe that we're here to impact other people, and we're here to lift each other up and support each other. Life is difficult, right? What you do with the suffering determines whether life has meaning. And that's just the way it is, guys. So if you choose not to find anything that's meaningful, you will just flat out suffer. If your suffering has meaning, then it becomes worth it. The result doesn't matter. The work is really where you start getting the joy and the fulfillment. So one of the messages I responded, you know, hey man, I haven't been divorced. You know, I can't really speak too much on this topic, so I'm going to be very careful. You know, I've been married for over 14 years. In some cases, it might just be a rough season, and you'll have a different season soon if effort is given. In some cases, divorce is good for both parties. I can't give any advice on how to handle it, but I wouldn't say just walk away from something without doing everything that you possibly can to turn over every single stone, right? Said, hey, I appreciate your response. I'm trying not to get too specific here with some of the conversation that we had. He goes on to say, I'm trying to detach from that. Okay, here we go. I'm over here juggling how to keep moving forward, building an empire while I have an energy suck at home that is very likely headed in divorce. No offense to her, but shit's going on for a while now and it's just draining me. I'm trying to detach from this so that I can simmer and limit how much energy it sucks from me. So I guess this doesn't just apply to marriage, right? Because there are things in life that you can't divorce that will suck your energy, that might be able, that you might not be able to detach from, to protect your energy from. So how do you practice protecting your energy? My reply is, what makes you believe that you should be skipping around with energy all day? The idea is to ask yourself this, is this something, or do I have things that I give my energy to that are going to be worth it long term? I said, God created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and he even rested on the seventh day. Are you getting proper rest? Do you have a healthy routine that will optimize your energy? Do you have hobbies that you can focus on that help you feel as though that you're doing something for yourself? Exhausting yourself is part of the process of going all out. Just make sure it's not taking all of your energy away from your business and in your family, because it's easier to blame it on someone than look at yourself and make the adjustments. Not saying this is true, just some things to ponder. So basically what I was saying is, Is the business and energy suck? Is some of the other things, the people that you're hanging out with, the content that you're absorbing, the music that you're listening to, maybe some of those things are the things that are draining your energy or sucking you dry to where when you go home, you feel drained and then you want to blame it on somebody that you're living with, right? Rather than some of these other things that you're doing that you have the ability to alter or change. And so are you going to take ownership and responsibility over the fact that you feel like that your energy sucked? But the question is, like, I don't wake up every single day, you know, cartwheeling out of bed. I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I'm okay with that because I'm seeing progress in my life. I'm seeing that other people are making progress in their life because of the things that I'm doing. And anytime I get a message, hey man, thank you for the, anytime I get a message that says, hey, I'm running for the first time in a long time, or I'm lifting, or my life is enhanced because of listening to you guys or following you guys, like those little deposits give me the energy that I need to keep moving forward. But I go to bed every single night exhausted. You know, back in the day, I mean, my mind would go a million miles an hour and I used to have to smoke weed to go to bed just to shut my brain down. And then when I like doing two-a-days every single day and exhausting my body and doing what I'm doing, like I don't need anything. Like I physically exhaust myself every day to where it's easy for me to lay my head on the pillow and go to bed. And so if you lay your head on the pillow and you can't go to sleep and your mind keeps going and going, I would challenge you and I would tell you that you're probably not going all out in the right areas. Now, you might be going all out in business and your brain's wound up, but your body's not tight. You can't fall asleep because you're sitting in an office for 12 hours going hard. I'm not saying that you're not going hard, but are you doing the things that would ultimately be exhausting your body and your mind in a healthy way, right? These are things that you should be asking yourself. And so I was challenging him to reflect and look internally rather than trying to place blame and saying, you know, she's an energy suck, or you know, I need to remove this person from my life. Like, we need to be very, very cautious and careful about making decisions when we're at a low place. You know, when things just don't seem like that they're panning out, or, when life is hard, right? Like yesterday, I could have easily made the decision when things just didn't feel right and I was tired and I was exhausted. I could have deviated from, you know, the individual that I want to become. I could have deviated from my actions and my habits, and I don't think anybody would have blamed me. I still have a whole record and a whole bunch of receipts to say I've done things that I could have just gone for a couple miles on a walk and say, hey, that was my first workout, right? Like, I'm not saying I would have skipped a workout. I'm not going to skip my two-a-days because I'm going to get to my 1,000 days. It ends September 27th, 2024. And even then, I don't know if I'll stop. It's just kind of who I am at this point. I find a lot of fulfillment in the work, right? Like, I'm more fit than I've ever been, but to me, that doesn't matter. It's the work that fills me up, that makes me tired, that makes me exhausted. When I lay my head on the pillow, I know I've done everything that I can to become a better version of myself. And so, the other one, like I said, since Christmas Eve, I've lost my house. Landlord sold it. My engine seized up. My company feels like it's crippling me with everything else. This one. And I read this one and I was like, man, this person has no idea. Like, I'm having a day right now too. You know, they're looking to me, right? This gift that I've been given and this responsibility of having people look to me for answers when they're at a low spot. I don't take that lightly, but that gift is also a burden some days. And that doesn't mean I'm going to, you know, deviate and ignore people when they're in a time of need or anything like that. Just like I didn't deviate from doing what I had to do yesterday in order to honor what I said I was going to do and the individual that I want to become. And so I replied, sometimes it just doesn't make sense, bro. Life is hard. Sometimes no matter how great we are, no matter how great our routines are, some things just don't go right. No one is immune from terrible situations. How you respond to this, though, is what will determine your future. Don't think about all of it at once. Just think about what is the next thing that you can do to create solutions. Use your energy for solutions. Do not feel sorry for yourself. That energy will not do anything to serve you or to change what you're currently going through. That won't help no matter how easy it will be to do right now. You'll be okay, bro. Focus on what you can control. I wish I could give you a map, but this life doesn't come with one. We can only do our best, even in worst scenarios. He says, cheers, bro. Just difficult, as so many people rely on me here, so can't be seen down. And that, so it's like a rock in a hard place. Again, there's just conversational typos, obviously, in DM. I said, I know the feeling very well. He did not know what I was going through that day. It's a one day at a time game sometimes. Just survive today. The sun does come out, is what I replied. Cheers, bro. Sorry to reach out and take up your time. After following your story and the way that you've overcome everything, I just thought you would be the best person to reach out with no judgment and decent advice. I said, there is no judgment. The only thing I did was that. Take it one day at a time and controlled where my energy went and chipped away at getting out of the hole that I put myself in. I wish I had a better way of pointing in a direction and saying, go do this. He said, nah, I know there's no proven route. I'm just chipping away, but just needed to actually vent my thoughts to someone who isn't biased and isn't relying on me. And I said, here for you, bro. And so I want you guys to know, like, I'm not making this podcast or having this episode be like, you know, feel bad for me by any means. You know, I'm very, very blessed, you know, financially, with my health, with the people that support me, the people that you guys don't see behind the scenes that help with Real Business Owners. You know, they're really the one that makes a lot of this happen. And so, you know, I appreciate them very, very much. You know, they do so many different things to kind of protect me and guard my energy so that they're focusing on moving the needle in areas that I don't need to focus on so that I can have the energy that I need to show up in the way that I show up and respond to the messages in the way that I respond to these messages. And so I want to be here for every single one of you guys as much as I possibly can be. You know, this isn't a money play for me. This is an impact play. This is a legacy play. As much as I say that, and it might sound noble, it feels good to me to do this. So there is some selfishness about, I mean, if obviously it didn't feel good and it was miserable and I hated it, and, you know, I wouldn't do it, you know. It's not something that I have to do, but it is something that I feel called to do. And I don't care, you know, if there's days that are difficult, there's days that feel burdensome, there's days that are stressful, there's days that I want to quit and give up. That doesn't matter to me. Regardless of those emotions, I will still show up on a day-to-day basis and be here for you guys when you need me. And I will do everything that I can to become the individual that I know that I can become. So that I can create a ripple effect that's positive, and that I know for myself when I'm on my deathbed that my life was meaningful, that my life meant something, that it was impactful, that people were better off because I existed. That's what I'm doing right now. It's hard to explain. And look, I don't need to explain it to anybody. I felt like when you first start going down a path that you feel called to go down, you know, it's confusing, it's dark, you'll go through some very difficult times, you'll hit no man's land where you're leaving the version of you that you are, and in the middle of that transition of leaving who you are and becoming who you're supposed to become, just because it's dark, just because you're stressed, just because you feel like it's a burden, doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do. Doesn't mean that that you're not on the right path. It doesn't mean that the sun won't come out. Like, I know every human has to go through the human experience. Every human will deal with death, with stress, with depression, with ups and downs mentally, emotionally, financially. Like, nobody's immune from the human experience. All the people that you look up to, all the people that you think have it all figured out, all the people that tell you that they don't get tired or they don't get exhausted or they this or they that, like, that's untrue. It's untrue. That's just not going to not be a part of the human experience for a select one or two people. It's just not the way that it works. And so, again, I just wanted you guys to understand that if you're feeling stressed and burdened and you feel like that there's a big load on your shoulders and that the world is crashing down or that waves hit the shore, so to speak, to keep fighting, to stand up, to continue to resist whatever it is that's trying to take you out. You know, how I convinced myself when I was talking about the heckler and the cheerleader, I believe sometimes God gives us a headwind. You know, yeah, it might slow us down a little bit, but it's also helping us build the strength that we need in order to become the version of us that we said that we wanted to become. And guess what? Sometimes God gives us a tailwind. Sometimes it feels like things come easy to us, but there will be days where just nothing feels like it's working out. You know, you got an open look, an easy layup, and it's just not going to go in. You know, an easy putt for a golfer, and it just doesn't go in. Like, all the pros even have bad days. And then there's days where it just feels like they're not even trying, and everything's just kind of going their way. They get that lucky bounce, so to speak, right? And so some people say these terrible things or negative things that appear to, you know, take them out or want to take them out. Hey, the devil this, that, the other. Like, what if we reframed it and just say this is one of God's headwinds? What if this is a test that he's putting me through so that I could serve somebody else later that has to deal with this type of stress and this type of pressure? Like, I know that you're called to do something great with your life, or else you wouldn't be here, right? I know that you could become more than you are because you could do more than what you're currently doing. Will you have to go through more than what you've ever gone through before in order to make that happen? Absolutely. Are you willing to go through very difficult times in order to become the individual that you could become and impact people the way that you can impact people and live the life that very, very few will ever experience? That question's up to you to answer. That's not up to me, right? I've answered that for myself. And sometimes, look, man, when we're taming our mind, it's like trying to tame a wild horse. You get on the back of it and you're trying to break that horse. It's going to buck you off. When you get on your mind and you're saying, okay, I want to take control of my life, it's going to buck you off. And you get back on. I'm going to tame this thing. It's going to buck you off again. Your mind is just a wild horse that you're trying to break. But if you keep getting back on over and over and over, eventually you will own your mind. And eventually you'll be able to control more of your thoughts than the thoughts that you have that are currently controlling you. That's just the way that it works. That's the way that I've seen that it works. And I believe as long as you keep getting back on and you keep trying and you keep moving forward, eventually your mind will submit to you. That doesn't mean that you won't deal with struggle. That doesn't mean that you won't have hard days. That doesn't mean that your mind won't turn against you here and there. Like, you're still going to feel the kicks, right? It's still a wild animal, right? But it's far easier to immediately switch when your mind kicks to fight back, to push back, and get control of that heckler really very quickly and make the adjustments you need to show up in the way that would produce the result that you want. And so I hope this was beneficial to some of you guys. I wanted you guys to understand that, you know, there's nothing special about me. I've had to work very, very hard, being a, you know, growing up poor, you know, not doing well in school. I was a super senior. I didn't even walk with my class to, you know, putting a needle in my arm every single day for 4 years and having to clean up, you know, myself from drug addiction. And then when I did that, you know, I was drinking heavily, but it was just because at least it wasn't an illegal drug. I could go buy it at the store. These were the thoughts that I had to myself. But I was still blacking out 3, 4, 5 days a week. I have 4 DUIs on my record over that couple years after I cleaned up from drugs. So I went from one substance to another substance. I just justified the second substance because it wasn't illegal, but I was still abusing it. And so, like, I want you guys to understand that not only am I a very regular dude, probably below regular. And the reason why I think that I'm getting traction now is because I've had to fight for everything that I've got. So I believe that if you grew up in a less than environment, with less privileges maybe than other people, that is your gift, as I talked about on this podcast, but it's also your burden, right? If you can overcome that burden, it will turn into your gift. And you'll be rooted and have a foundation of hard work and discipline and willingness to do whatever in order to, you know, get to that next level. And by the time you're 30, 35, 40, you're going to be running circles around people, because if you started at a lower spot, you had to earn your way to equal. And then when you're equal, guess what? They're not rooted in hard work and discipline and willingness and grit. They just showed up to have what they had. But then the next 5 or 10 years, you will surpass them through the work that you do, through the commitment that you have, the discipline that you've created. And that's when it gets fun. This is a long journey. This is a long game. Get comfortable with the process. Get comfortable with the work. And in order to get comfortable getting uncomfortable, it's a matter of getting your reps in. How do I become a good basketball player? Shoot the basketball. Get my reps in, right? How do I become a better runner? Get my reps in. Run every single day, right? So how do I get comfortable being uncomfortable? I put myself in uncomfortable environments every single day. And when my mind turns on me in those uncomfortable environments, that's a rep. I'm getting my reps in, right? And so when my mind turns on me outside of the situations and scenarios that I produce for myself in order to create a situation where my mind will turn on me, where I already pre-know that that's going to happen. So when I see it happen, I can catch it. I can overcome it. I'm practicing. I'm getting my reps in. And when life throws a curveball like it did yesterday, and I was tired and exhausted, and the wave finally hit the shore, I survived that day. You know, I had my reps. I got my reps in. What's the point of showing up every day and getting doing all that work if you're not going to show up on the difficult days? The difficult days are the days, like I said, where a portion of you is dying and the new individual is emerging. And so if you're going through difficult days, just know that you're going through something that the old version of you struggles with. But if you survive that, the new individual emerges that that is far more prepared for a higher level of success than what the old version of you could have ever accomplished or ever been prepared for it. Or if they ever did accomplish it, they would have self-sabotaged it and brought their results back down to their level of current belief of who they are. And so I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you will, please rate and review the podcast. Reviews have slowed down a little bit. If you guys feel called to be a part of something more, a community, a mastermind, a society of people that are like-minded, that are trying to grow and, you know, have support when they're dealing with these struggles and these issues, go to joinrbo.com. I'd love to see you on the inside and be able to support you even more than what I already do through the DMs and through the podcast. And so love and appreciate every single one of you. Share the show with somebody that you love and care about. Guys, keep kicking ass. Hopefully see you at the top. Take care.